Okay, one call that I missed, a couple of calls here, you know, we're talking about how you call things.
Yeah.
How would you call a calf?
Calf, come suke. Yeah, like that.
And what do you say to mules or horses to make them turn right or left when you're playing?
Well, I want to go right, I tell them G. When you go left, I tell them haw. Yeah, I tell plowing.
How you tell him to back up when you're plowing?
Well, then back up. Get on the handle, I'll be pulling around. I mean back up. Then that means back up.
And how you tell them to stop?
Then whoa.
I see.
Then whoa.
Whoa.
How do you get them to start?
Then come up.
Come up?
Yeah.
All right, suppose you want them to go a little faster.
Well, you come up, and you're going to flash him with your line, you know, maybe sort of flash him out. Or if you got a whip, sort of. Way to whip at him, sort of touch him with the whip or something like that. He know what you mean.
Yeah, you get the picture.
Carrying up.
Y'all around here, do you ever cluck to him?
Yes, man. You cluck to him. That's
see,
right.
Or what?
Come on. I like that. Well, sometimes he drag around to want to go. You got to holler at him then make me move up.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Do you ever plow with the lines around your neck?
No, I didn't practice that.
That seems like kind of dangerous, doesn't it?
Oh, that's too dangerous. Yeah, you've got a mean animal, you're taking over to run. He might.
Did you ever have one that took off from you?
Yes, I had all kinds. I used to wasn't satisfied, and I did have one that was practiced, wanted to go and all like that. But I learned better than that.
You did?
Yeah.
Where do you put your lines when you're playing?
Well, I have my lines on my hand. See, I have a loop in the line, me working, and my hand, onto the handles of the plow.
I see. Yes, so you right. Think you could let your hand slip out of it?
Oh, yeah. Anytime I got ready, let my hand slip out.
I see.
That's right.
If you want to get your horses ready to plow, you say you're going out to do what to them?
Going out to feed them. Curve.
Talking about putting the stuff on, you know, the lines on them.
Oh, yeah, put my harnesses on.
All right. Yeah. Now, you say you're going to do what to them?
Yeah, go out to harness up my animals. Go out to catch my animals and put the harnesses on.
Right, now, that's to plow.
That's for plowing. Are you for wagon? For
or
wagon.
A wagon.
Yeah.
Either one. Mm-hmm. Do you ever use the term gear them up?
Yes, well, gear them up, that's the same thing.
That's the same thing? Would you say gear them up if you're going to hitch them to a wagon?
Well, no, that more sounds like you go hitch them to a plow.
That's what I'm driving at. You're getting the picture there in a hurry.
That's right.
All right. If you are driving the horse on a wagon, what do you hold on to?
Driving horse away,
mm-hmm.
I hold a line. That's about all I'm driving the wagon.
Now, when I say lines, what are lines made of?
Well, sometimes you got plow line. If you plow, you got cotton line.
Cotton line
if you plow. Of course, now you're driving a wagon, you got leather lines. You got leather lines.
If you're riding a horse, what do you hold?
Well, you got the rein, bridle rein.
All right. And you put your feet in the what?
Stirrup.
If something is not right near at hand, you'd say it's just down the road? Just a little?
Just a little piece down the road.
All right. Is that any special distance?
No certain distance. It's just a little piece down the road.
Okay, can you say that if you're talking about that it's pretty far, or something's pretty far away?
Yes.
You'd say that's a...
It's about a quarter from here, or half a mile,
Would you ever say a far piece or a fur piece?
No, we never did.
When you say piece, though, it really means a small.
Yes, ma'am, that's right. Just a little piece, maybe a couple of hundred yards, you see something like that.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're looking to buy something, mm-hmm. and you don't have to go any special place, every mm-hmm. store would have it,
mm-hmm.
you can say, you'll find that just
anywhere. Yeah, just any of these stores you find that.
Or just anywhere?
Anywhere. You find that just anywhere.
All right. If someone falls and they fall this way, you know, mm-hmm. back this way, mm-hmm. you say he fell back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What would you say? He fell
backwards.